السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وما كان ربك ليهلك القرى بظلم وأهلها مصلحون قادیان کے سفر پر
حضور سیز that before I set out to go to Qadian, I received a letter of an Ahmadi that you are going to Jalsa in Qadian. May Allah bless it in every way. You should also pray that during these days there should be no natural disaster like an earthquake or any other disaster. The reason the writer said this was that in 2003 and 2004, exactly during the days when the Jalsa Salana of Qadian is held, and there is a lot of people there, and there was a great destruction because of the earthquake. There were thousands or hundreds of thousands of people had died. In 2003, the earthquake was in Iran. And 2004, there was a tsunami in Asia, which is a great Islamic country. But the loss was suffered by the adjoining islands also. Then on 8th of October 2005, in the north of Pakistan, especially in the region of Kashmir, there was a most dreadful destruction because of an earthquake. Those who died in that earthquake is said to be 87,000, and some says it is, there were more than that, more that deaths than that, but it is difficult to know what the exact figure is, or maybe they don't want to tell us. Whatever the number, there was a widespread destruction. And many of the village were totally annihilated. And whichever villages were survived, you need a long time to re-establish them. Apart from governments and the development agencies, there are many NGOs which are working there. And there are some volunteers, but because of lack of resources, some of the agencies left the work halfway and left. And the people, because of the difficult weather, and there are many who are dying because of cold or are suffering diseases. According to one of the news, because of snow and the rain, many more people are dying. We pray that may Allah show mercy. Our Jamaat, through Humanity First, which is a department of doing welfare work. They are doing a lot of work, whether it was by giving money or helping with various articles. And Humanity First is working in a large area. And the government had given only a little work for them. Now they have put more responsibility on Humanity First. They have set up a center where Humanity First should help the government. They will help to their resources to whatever extent they can, but the harm they suffered and the problems people suffer, there are also many instances of psychological diseases. In 2005 also there was a great destruction because of flood in America, and there were destructions in other countries through the floods, and Humanity First has done a lot of work there. And because Ahmadi works hard and he regards this as part of his spiritual work, and with reference to humanity, it is our duty that we should serve mankind. And for this, we do not expect any reward from anyone. This is a part of our obligations. But many of the Ahmadi, when they see these destructions and this widespread natural disasters, that many innocent people have also died during this. And some Ahmadi say, if this was a punishment from God, and this should have been on the who were wicked and who were mischief mongers, why should the innocent women and children die? Such questions were also raised to Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam at his time, especially there was a Kangra earthquake in 1905. Or there were other natural disasters in America, etc. So Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has also given answer to such questions. But before I give reply with reference to Promised Messiah's answers, I should mention that the different newspapers in Pakistan have published the views of the clerics and their statements. And they had also been writing previously when there were natural disasters in the country. But let me first tell you those views so that you know that generally the situation of the Muslim country as it is, what is the view of these religious clerics and what are their statements. As I said, the newspapers had raised certain questions and had put before the non-Ahmadi Muslim scholars. Whatever replies they gave, there was a newspaper which wrote specially that there has been widespread destruction in the present, in the recent earthquakes, and we see here cries from all sides, and the populated houses have become been destroyed. Where they used to laugh, now there is a silence of death, and the humanity is crying, and the people have suffered and shed tears, and the color of the faces have changed. And whereas it has done much harm of life and property, they have also raised certain questions. Is it a punishment of our doings? Is it a trial for us? If it was a trial, why only in a specific region? And if it is a punishment, why innocent people have died? Is this earthquake a sign of Jesus returning? So the forum which was attended and they gave statements, I will put it before you. The religious affairs ministers and of Zakat, who is a well-known Islamic scholar, Dr. Mufti Ghulam Sarwar Qadri, he says, expressing his sorrow, that the recent earthquake is a great warning and a lesson for us from God. And the common man as well as the politicians and the leaders should learn from them. The common man, because the ordinary men who are giving bad name to Islam by their character, by attributing themselves to Islam, and those who are reciting kalima and understand it, they have excluded them. Then he says that for the scholars, it is a point of reflection, because rather than making Islam a place of peace by uniting together, they are declaring each other kafir and are fighting with each other, and they go so mad about religion that they even think it is a reward to kill the members of the opposite groups. This is a point of reflection for the scholars who forgotten the object and aim of establishing Pakistan. They do want to protect themselves, but not to protect the honor and respect and property and life of the ordinary men. Then there is a Hafiz Salahuddin who says that this earthquake was a warning for us to reform ourselves. When the disbelief increases, Allah does send a warning. But to say why should innocent people be destroyed, in the hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that when the punishment of Allah comes, innocent will also suffer. When the companion said, would the pious people will also be destroyed? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that despite them being present, the punishment of God can come. But they will be given the true reward of punishment on the day of judgment, but Allah does try you with the punishment. It is His system of His power to destroy and to bring to life, and whichever one Allah wished, He destroyed, and whichever one He said, He let live. And we should continue to follow His commands and do good deeds. We cannot say this earthquake was a sign of Jesus' second coming. So anyway, this is enough that they have accepted the evil doings of all sections of society and they have included themselves in it. Whether it is a sign or not, I will tell you later on with reference to the writings of Hazrat Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. He writes further, with this sudden destruction, we should return to God and we should help people and energetically help those who are suffering. But only one working is Jamaat Ahmadiyya, all have left the field. Then Hafiz Muhammad Hafiz Sahib is one of their scholars. He writes that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the spoils of war is, if you were to make it personal property, and you should devour the trusts, and you should increase the number who are committing crimes, and they are drinking and gambling, and also the voices from the mosques rise of quarrels and fighting. Then people should wait for the earthquakes. He says this earthquake was also because of our lacks of good deeds and our evil doings. And with reference to Hazrat Jesus, he says, this earthquake is a warning from God so that we should change our behavior and turn to our Lord. So if, in fact, we will turn to God by purifying ourselves and change our behavior and purify ourselves from all kind of hatred, then Allah will tell them, Allah Himself will tell them that, as promised Messiah says, that, oh my friends, the Messiah which had to come, He had already come. Then He says that our individual and social life is moving away from God and from His Messenger. Even then they do not realize and understand. They are speaking the right words, but they are concluding wrongly. If they will not attach themselves to promised Messiah, the coming Messiah, then this distance from God and His Messenger will continue to increase because they are not following the command of Allah and His Messenger. He says further that all those signs which have been said of the coming of earthquakes, they are all present in our society today. Then there is Ropri Sahib who says that if the nations and the people are rejecting God's commands and they are doing evil deeds, they are punished. Then there is Professor Muhammad Abdul Rahman Sahib Ludhianvi, who says that it is the command of Allah that before the day of judgment, the punishment will increase us with great suffering so that we can come back to the faith. And we can say in the light of this command that this earthquake is a warning that you should reform yourself. The punishment of God only comes when the people are a target of, are in the clutches of rejecting God and His commands and doing evil deeds. Wherever the earthquake has come, people have increased in misdeeds. We can say this is a sign of the day of judgment. We can say it is a sign, but for sure we cannot say it is the foreboding of coming of Jesus Christ. It is a sign, but not a sure sign. Then he says further that some signs have been mentioned of the coming of the day of judgment by Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It does not mean that the day of judgment is about to come. For example, rejection, disobeying the parents and to raise high structures, buildings. Then he says that there is also the modern education of the government and moving away from the guidance of Islam. He says that we can estimate the reason of this punishment by looking at the punishment of children of Israel. Or according to the hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when there will be destruction, that all will be destroyed together with the sinful, but they will be treated according to their individual situation on the day of judgment. But we should pay attention to serving and helping those suffering. There is a Shia scholar, Hafiz Kazim Raza, who says that today every individual of Pakistan has been affected. This suffering is a warning for people so that they should follow the guidance for which the people have been raised and man has been guided to the right path. Man follows his own selfish desires, but to guide man to the right path, the prophets and the reformers were sent whenever man was moving away from right path, he was destroyed. And there are many stories in the Holy Quran how the past people had been destroyed. Wickedness is only the wicked of the wicked, but also those who keep silent on watching evil is also wickedness. We are moving from Islamic teachings. There is widespread disturbance and disorder, and when the natural disaster comes, earthquake was a warning, so the Muslims should follow the right path, and then they have mentioned all other matters about coming of Jesus. He says further that there is also widespread evil, a sign of Mahdi, and therefore we can call this earthquake as a sign of his coming. And if after warning people continue to do sinful deeds, then Imam Mahdi will come. Hafiz Abdul Mannan Sahib says that this is because of our lax and slug and laziness, and we are sorry to know so many people died, but their death is a warning for us. And whenever the time comes of Allah's punishment, no one given respite, we must reform ourselves and turn to our Lord. also there are many other people who had attended this forum, had expressed their views. So in any case, all these people admit and accept that these are, they were evils, and they are evil deeds as a result of which this punishment came, and Allah has given a warning. But it's not enough just to accept this much. The appearance of Messiah and Mahdi has already happened. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ has also given a command to accept him. The claimant is also present. Allah has also shown the earthly and heavenly signs in his support. Even now, if they have to continue to close their eyes, only Allah can make them understand. But those who are call themselves scholars, they should also understand this. All the prophecies in the Holy Quran has been fulfilled. Then the earth, the sun and the moon has borne a testimony. What is remaining? What is left for waiting? Not only so much, but as I have just said, that from 1905, such signs are being manifested, and are being manifested in all parts of the world. In 1905, there was a great earthquake in Kangra in India. So these signs which are appearing, it is a warning for the Muslims and a warning for the non-Muslims. Through floods, through great storms and tsunamis, Allah is reminding you again and again. The statistics which have been presented in this regard, according to them, whatever great earthquakes that had happened in the last 11 years, they are 11 in number. And in the last 100 years, whatever earthquakes have happened, including the 1905, their number becomes 13. These are the earthquakes where there were deaths were more than 50,000. We don't include Kangra earthquakes because they are 20 or 25,000. Some people had, some newspaper had written it was 60,000, but because that earthquake was in the time of promised Messiah, I have not included in it. Some newspapers had said that the numbers who died were 50 or 60,000, but I have looked at it from another angle. That the world is forgetting its creator, and now that we have entered a new century, they have entered with great claims. They talk about material progress, not of spiritual progress. They say, we will do this or that. And the Western countries and the rich countries had bid farewell to the last century, and they spent a lot of money to celebrate it. No one realized that somehow we should help the poor countries and make them stand on their own feet. They have spent millions and billions of pounds, but some places they have spent billions of pounds. But as I said, that they have welcomed the new centuries, that their reference to God is totally vacant and empty. So whatever restlessness there is in the world through the man's hand, and I was looking at those figures of the last 100 years, that is in addition And the true figures have been given during the wars. There were in 35 countries in the last 100 years had killed 90 million people. From 1900 to year 2000. So, as I said, that they did not learn a lesson from the last century. They have not given worth and given a right view to these 90 million people and have not tried to submit to God and have welcomed the new century by keeping the spiritual column completely vacant. So Allah has shaken the people and of the world that you should keep away from evil. And I had examined that as we entered the new century, in January 2001, there was a great earthquake in India, which was 7.9 Richter scale. More than 3,000 people died. In 2003, there was an earthquake in Iran. Then there was a tsunami where there were 283,000 people died. And then an earthquake in Pakistan. So I'm not counting all the earthquakes. These are the five great tremors that have happened in this new century. And as I am checking, that by completing the 100 years of Jamaat Ahmadiyya, the destruction has increased, and this is enough if one were to reflect, to shake him. So this is to remind the people and the individuals that they should recognize God and listen to the call of the coming Messiah. In the next 8 or 10 years, we can say, or after completing the 100 years of Jamaat Ahmadiyya, the call of promised Messiah has reached in all parts of the world. That is in the last 10 years since Ahmadiyya 100 years. Then I had examined that in 1999, I did not find all the statistics. I found only in statistics in India. From 1990 till today, there have been 6 earthquakes in India, whereas previous to that, in 1897 to 1988, these are 91 years, there were 12 earthquakes. And there are other countries beside this where there were destruction. Now it is a point of reflection. Are these accidents or the destiny of God? It is a warning to shake humanity. The flood, the tsunami in America, the flood in America, and many people have said that this is a punishment of our sinful deeds, and they do accept this. A member of a church said that this flood tells us that Allah's existence is a fact, and these people are returning to God, and he says we must accept that these are the results of sinful deeds. And some also wrote that the not only the flood is come, but there can be the earthquakes from below. And they all accept this is a punishment of sinful deed, and one should recognize one and only God. But then they forget after a few days whether God does exist or he has all the powers. the Holy Prophet ﷺ was raised for the entire world. And likewise, his reflection, Messiah, was raised for the whole world. Therefore, these floods, these tsunamis, these tremors and earthquakes are not for one region, but are spread throughout the world. Every country, every people are being given a warning. So, with this reference, it is our obligation and our duty that we should tell the world that deliverance from these disasters is only one. There is only one means, that to recognize God and stop your wickedness and injustice. And there is a columnist of Pakistan who says, who had written in Nawai Waqt in 1992, it's an old reference, that according to our belief, different times and different tribes and nations have been punished as a result of their misguidance and will continue in the future. Whether it is as an earthquake or a flood or as it is in the form of wars, the punishment in any case is a punishment. And the prophets used to give people good tidings, glad tidings, and also warn them from coming punishments. And some you would follow the guidance and save themselves from destruction, but the rebellious people used to be destroyed. So this is the columnist Chauhan Sahib. Then there is Mujibur Rahman Shami Sahib, who writes a column. Sometimes he writes against us, and he wrote that the entire country is under flood. It is the water that continued to destroy. This is also was written in 1992, but it clarified the position. In the Azad Kashmir and Punjab, there is a scene of judgment. Thousands of people have died and the homes have been demolished, and the country had suffered billions of rupees loss. And the Creator has not left his duties. He has not retired. He has not closed his eyes. He does not sleep. He has not put on a sheet of ignorance. All he has said that he has given up a respite to people and is watching how are they using this country as a rebellious people or as one who submitted, as a caliph and a successor of God or as a dictator. Allah is watching that his water, his wind and his birth, how it has been treated. By making Allah's blessings their personal property, they deny Allah's guidance and declare the one who calls to him a liar. And they think it's difficult to follow the caller to him, who it is calling in this time. They should reflect. And they should call their desires as their Lord even only then. Then Allah says that our messenger is mad and is liar, and then the messenger called to God that I am overwhelmed, please take revenge, and then we opened the gates of heaven and let the water of the earth be flooded, and the whole thing was serving to destroy them which has been destroyed. So he says, this water which we are receiving in the earth is destroying, and people are running and looking for opportunities all around, and they are giving them an opportunity to realize, but they are not realizing it. So this is also, he's also pointing out a divine punishment, and he says, as he has written and quoted a verse of the Holy Quran here. So we only see one person, such person who supplicated to his Lord that I am overwhelmed, please help me. And Allah did promise him and help him. And you see how Allah's punishment is manifesting since 1905. And these people who write these columns and those who read the columns, they should keep in view this command of Allah, which they have quoted. With the grace of Allah, they all call themselves Muslims. They do understand and they have the knowledge that Allah does say, فَاتَبِرُوا يَا أُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ, that O those who have intelligence, learn your lesson. So may Allah so destine that they would understand this matter. The one who came did try to explain to the people and make them understand, and even today his jamaat, his community is sending this message throughout the world that you should stop wickedness and injustice rather than leading a life of comfort and enjoyment. You should submit to your God. And Allah has made it clear that those who are creating disorder, who are rebellious, they will be punished, and that they have been punished in the past, they will be punished again. You should stop holding associate with God, otherwise you know the end of the previous people who did this. You should set your measurements right. You should treat each other rightly. You should improve your relations. Do not destroy the peace of the world. And if you will not recognize your Creator and will not stop doing injustice and wickedness in the world, then you know these destructions and natural disasters which you can see. Allah does not destroy the settlements without any reason. Allah says in the verse clearly, which I said, the translation is, your Allah, Lord, is not such that He should destroy settlements and cities unjustly when the people living there are reforming themselves. So especially this is a point of reflection for the Muslims, that the claim they have of accepting a prophet, do they act follow his teaching and act upon his practice? These scholars who are reminding the public and people in the newspapers that do not create disorder and disruption, they should look inwards. In case there is a conflict in their world and their action, and people do see it as in conflict, if there was no contradiction, then they would have the opportunity and the ability to accept the imam of the time. And such scholars who are not accepting him, about them they create disruption about them. The Holy Prophet ﷺ has said, Hazrat Ali reports, that the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that soon the time will come that nothing will remain of Islam except its name, nothing will remain of Quran except its words. And at that time, their mosques will be apparently populated, but will be devoid of guidance. Their ulama will be the worst under the firmament of heaven. The mischief will rise from them and will return to them. As it says, Ulamauhum sharro min tahta adimis samai. And min indihim takhrujul fitnato wa min hum ta'ud. That the disruptions and all problems will rise from them. They will be the sources of all evil. So may Allah guide these people, that they should look, these ulama should look at their words and their action and try to reform themselves. As I had said, that many of the writers says among Ahmadis that why are the innocent people are destroyed. Some you have heard, and now I will give you a quotation from Promised Messiah. He says that when there was famine in Mecca, firstly the poor people died. And they said, they objected that why didn't Abu Jahl died, who is so such opponent, whereas he had to die. Allah had destined that he will die in Jang-e-Badr. He had, Allah had set a time and place for him, where he would die, so that he is a sign for other people and a lesson for other people. This is a trial from God, and this is the practice of God and the act of God. And then this is Allah's creation. He knows who is good and who is bad. The punishment is only for the wicked, not for the innocent. But some innocent also died, but they are shaheed, and they are given, and they are martyrs, and they are given a glad tidings. And once there was a question that there was an earthquake in San Francisco. Is it a sign for you? The Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, says that I never said that all these earthquakes which have come in San Francisco, they are only for denying me, because some of them would not have received my message yet. So Promised Messiah says they were not for my sake, and that there is no other reason for it. What I say is that my rejection is a cause for the appearance of these earthquakes, because all the messengers agree that this is the act of Allah from time immemorial, that people do commit sins, and when they are exceeds in sinfulness, then Allah raises a prophet, and if people reject him, then that becomes a reason for destroying those who are already worthy to be punished. And those who are punished for the previous sins, it is not necessary for him to know whether there is a messenger present in the world, as Allah says, وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا, that we do not send a punishment to any people as long as we do not raise a prophet among them. So these ulama who are debating that there has been a punishment, but to say that it has a link with the coming of Jesus is wrong. And yet they are accepting, and they are giving references to the Holy Quran and Hadith, but they do not accept the next step of the Holy Quran, because that affects them. So Promised Messiah says that I did not mean more than that, that my rejection may be a reason for these earthquakes. So those who were living in San Francisco, who have been destroyed with the earthquakes or other natural disasters, although the reason and cause for their destruction was of their previous sins, but they are also a sign of my truth, because people are only destroyed when a prophet is raised, and for my sake only, because I've given a news in Brahin Ahmadiyya and other newspapers that there will be exceptional earthquakes in various parts of the world, and my statistics which I have given has proved those, and other natural disasters will also appear, and a part of the world will be destroyed. So therefore there is no doubt that a other natural disaster and earthquakes to begun is a sign of my truth. And so no matter where it is I am denied, other people are also caught in the punishment because of their misbehavior, who do not even know the messenger, but now the news has reached in all parts of the world. As happened, Promised Messiah says, in the time of Noah, that people who rejected him, they were destroyed. But even the animals and birds were not saved. And therefore, when a chosen one of God is molested and rejected, then they are punished. And Allah says this, and the Holy Quran says the same thing, And so in short, the act of God is that whenever somebody is raised from God and he is rejected, then various kinds of natural disasters come down from heaven, in which such people are punished who are not linked to this denial. But gradually the leaders of the opponents are caught, and then other people are caught. No one will be exempted. And this is where Allah says, أَنَّا نَعْتِ الْأَرْضَ نَنْقُسُهَا مِنْ أَطْرَافِهَا. That is, we do come to the world. In my words, there is a reply to those ignorant people that the denial was by the mullahs. Why are the poor people died and hundreds of people, innocent people, died of the Kangra earthquake? What denial did they do? But you must remember that whichever part of the world the people rejected, but Allah sends a general destruction and punishment, and there are natural disasters from heaven. And often said that the true mischief mongers are caught later, as the great signs which Hazrat Pharaoh showed, Hazrat Moses showed to Pharaoh. Then they were punished, but eventually Allah did drown Pharaoh and his army. And this is the act of God which cannot be denied, that first the common people are caught, then the leaders are eventually punished. So those people who say that this is not a sign of Messiah, this Holy Quran rejects their view. The people will raise the questions to God that all the prophecies of misguidance of the people have been fulfilled, and the natural disasters did happen, and our ulama did say, and you have sent this punishment without sending Messiah and Mahdi. This question should also rise in their mind, but they do not think that way. So this is a point of reflection for the people. And if the ulama has a rightful, good intention, this is a point of reflection for them. Therefore, whether they are Muslim countries or of people of countries of Asia or Africa or islands or Europe or America, but after the claim of Hazrat promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, if they will not change their ways, no one is protected. And Hazrat promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, has already said that, O Europe, you are not protected. O Asia, you are not protected. O the people living in islands, no false god will help you. I see the cities falling. I see the settlements desolated. That one and only God remained silent for a long time, and evil deeds were done before his eyes, and he remained silent. Now he will show his face of warning and punishment. Those who have ears must hear. So whereas this is a warning for the people, it is also a point of reflection for us that we should purify our hearts in case we are included among those. Do not present ourselves to God among those who have a blot on them of any kind of denial and misdeeds. And this is also our responsibility. And we should convey and communicate the message of God to people. If we did not try to convey the message to each and every one, then some people have been misled by the clerics, and they have no sympathy with mankind. But we who have claimed to have love and affection with the people, it will be just only by words. Therefore, every Ahmadi in all parts of the world must convey the message to every misguided person that they should obey and submit to his Creator and worship him. May Allah enable all of us. Let me read to you another quotation of promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. He says, print this in the newspaper and tell everyone that these are the days of God's wrath. Allah has given me revelation. Through revelation, many ghazaban shadida. The plague is increasing and it is spreading in all directions. I pray for my community a great deal, that Allah may protect my community. But it is proved from the Holy Quran that when the punishment of God comes, then together with the sinful, the innocent also died. But eventually, in the Day of Judgment, they will be treated according to their own behavior. As the flood of Noah affected everyone, although every woman and child did not know what was his proof of his truth, but the jihad was also a sign. But with the unbelievers, the Muslim also were martyred, because the kafir was sent to hell, but the Muslim was martyred. Similarly, these punishments are my signs. It is possible that some of my followers will die as a result of plague, but Allah has promised He will make a distinction between my community and others. But my followers must know that not just taking a bayah is not enough as long as you do not follow my teaching. Firstly, you should do your duty to Allah and purify your heart from your passions. Then do your duty to mankind and do good deeds. Have true faith in God and pray to God humbly, and no day should pass in which you have not cried to God and prayed to Him and supplicated to Him. And also with that, you should also keep in view the material means. May Allah so destine that by being beneficiary of the prayers of other promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and for His prayers, we and our future generations, and this distinction must continue, which makes a clear distinction between us and our opponents.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله